Shabbos Habo Aleinu L'Toivo, there's a number of mitzvahs that we're going to be Mekayim, a number of mitzvahs that we can't be Mekayim. The mitzvah that we're going to be Mekayim is Shmir Shabbos.
The recording has started.
The mitzvahs that we're going to be Mekayim are Shmir Shabbos and keeping Shabbos 24 hours, 26 hours, every second of Mekayim Tishbos, and L'Sasu Kol Melocha, and we're being made that there's a Bayri Olam. The first of the Tikkun Emunah is that we believe there's a Bayri Olam who's Bayri or Mamhig, every little detail in the Bria, and therefore everything we're going through right now has a special design of the Taiva Hamet and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're going to see at the end why it was good for us. But when we keep Shabbos this Shabbos, we're being subduing ourselves to Hashem and saying, Hashem, 3 weeks ago we could not imagine such a thing, and now we see how the world can change in 1 minute, and it's all in your hands. And we subdue ourselves to you, and we're made by us keeping Shabbat, you're the very Olam. There's certain mitzvahs that we can't be Mekayim this week, like Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur every Shabbos is a mitzvah deraisa called Mikroi Kodesh. When you don't get together for a holy endeavor, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's called Mikro Kodesh, Mekayim Mikroi Kodesh. And this Shabbos, because of B'Tubo Zehu Kiyumo, in order to get things back the way they should be, we have to, for a short time, stop the Mikra Kodesh, and in Yitz Hashem, that will be a source that it will come back soon. But we have to remember that if you have the proper Kavona, we can't do Kriya Satira, we can't do Talmud Torah properly, we can't do Tzibur, we can't do Zom Shibakdusha properly, no Kaddish, no Kedusha. If we have in mind that we really want to, and we just can't do it, we're honest. So the machshav toiva that we want to do it will count by Hashem as we did it. Like we find in the Malbim in this week's parsha, where it says, "May es kolish sheid v'ero libra tichwes tremosi, the nedivis halei b'zikr of mitzvah." The Mishkan was not just built on gold and silver they collected. The Mishkan was built on the good kavonis, the y'vero libra, the wanting to give ourselves for Hashem. And if we have in mind consciously that we really want to do these mitzvahs, and as soon as we get the opportunity back, we're going to do these mitzvahs, so this will count like Mashava Taiva HaGadosh Baruch Hu Tzarfu L'Haitza. And therefore it's a very good time to mention something very important. A lot of people have undertaken to make a Kabbalah from now. Every soul is going to have a Gabbai for this Mitzvah Hashem, and every friend by name, a good will be part of this also, to put your name on a blue letter Kabbalah. That from now till Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, Kabbalah and Lepoivo, we will not talk one Dvachoel in davening, from the beginning of davening till the last Kaddish. It will be decorum and pace of Tzillah. We'll show Hashem how we appreciate the Mokam HaTzillah, and we'll do it better than before. And that will be a tremendous chizuk. Hashem will see that when the Kabbalah does such a thing, if hundreds and thousands of people will do such a thing will be a big chizuk to us, that things will go back to normal, and we'll also go to the base Hashem to serve Hashem Barabim. There's another thing to mention. Chazal say, Toiv pam achad b'tzar, meo shaloi b'tzar. When you do a mitzvah and a hardship comes, the mitzvah is 100 times bigger, more quality, more quantity than a regular Yizikah mitzvah. And if there's 2 units of hardness and 10 units of hardness, the mitzvah multiplies each time, like the Alfred Kalman says. No doubt, every single person, whether it's the children at home, getting ready for Shabbos in such a way, taking care of the children, keeping the Ruach in the house, it's not coming easy. But if you'll do it right, and we'll do it with adapting to the situation, and even though it's hard to do, but a harder mitzvah is a bigger mitzvah. And that's why it's also important that children should see we can adapt to change. This is not what we're used to, it's not what a Shabbos is normally like, not what a school year is normally like, not what preparing for Pesach is normally like, but if we adapt to change, and our children will see that we can adapt to change, it'll be a tremendous chinuch for them. They're going to remember how their parents had a cheerful face, they served Hashem b'simcha, they learned to adapt to change. This week's parsha is parsha, we say parsha the chodesh. They're not going to be in shul to say it, but it's a parsha of chodesh. Parshas Chodesh is Shabbos Mavorach in Nisan, and everybody can say in their own houses the Bakasha and the Mishas and Nisim, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan Yibon Hamishi, Havolim Latoiva, and it's a reminder that when Rosh Chodesh is, and the Bakasha afterwards, we should say each person can say it in his own house. But Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Inyan that Parshas Chodesh, the Inyan that Klal Yisrael counts to the Levona. The Goyim have a solar calendar, and we have a lunar calendar. And in this Parshas Chodesh is where we're in the Chodesh to have this lunar calendar. This lunar calendar we have has a lot of implications. One implication is that we know how to adapt to change. We count on the Levona, which is always changing. When the bigger, when the smaller, it's up and down, it disappears, comes back. Klal Yisrael adapts to change. So that's one lunar from Parshas Chodesh. Another idea from Parshas Chodesh is that Bnei Yisrael have chidush. They can always find something new to be mechazik themselves. When a person adds, a person who would say pekech ivrim and thank Hashem for eyesight for 45 years and 45 years in a day and 12 years the second day, every haidor is like suffer on the one before, you're mild in the kodesh and you makar Hashem's prayers so much the more, and every time you do a mitzvah, there's more depth, and even if you can't see the depth right now, but we have to know each mitzvah is the Ein Sof, each mitzvah has unbelievable depth, and therefore every mitzvah we do, and certainly if we do it with Simcha and Bren, and let the children see how we serve Hashem the Simcha, that will be a tremendous chiddush of the Parshas Chodesh. But then there's another point of Parshas Chodesh, which is very important for us to remember. There is the going to have this solar calendar, and we have a lunar calendar. The solar calendar is the Olam HaTeva, from Tishrei to Tishrei. And we're part of that world. We're part of that world that has a solar calendar. Hashem judges on Tishrei what's going to be the whole year. But then there's the unique calendar for Klal Yisrael from Nisan to Nisan. It starts on Shabbos Mavorach Nisan, and Thursday, Bolim Tchem starts with Chodesh Nisan. It's a whole new Rosh Hashanah of the Nisim mode. There's a regular mode, Hashem runs the world, and for Klal Yisrael, there's a Nisim mode. And if we will do our job properly, and do the mitzvahs when they're hard to do, and we'll serve Hashem the Simcha, and the children will see it, and we'll feel that we're doing the best job, and we'll have in mind that as soon as we get back to our shuls, we're going to do things better than before. So that is a tremendous schus for Nisim to happen. We need a lot of things to happen to fall into, to fall back into place, whether they're Nisim Gluim or Nisim Nistorim, but we can look forward to them, because Nisan is a time. The very name of the month Nisan means Nisan. It's a month of ongoing Nisim. In this month, Kriyas Yam Suf happened, Yitzias Mitzrayim Makas Boeris happened, Time of the Makas event happened, the month, it was a month of Nisim. This is a month in history, Leil Shemurim. It's been a Zman of Shmira and Zman of Nisim of Klal Yisrael. And there's going to be like a much hardship of people making Pesach for the first time unexpectedly. Although we'll also take that in our stride and we'll do it right. And Hashem will see that our mitzvahs are on the rough side, and we're trying to do the right thing, and we're taking necessary precautions, and what we're doing by not going to shul is also a mitzvah, the tud lozehu kiyuma, taking care of our health is the key of the Torah, and it will all be on the rotzim. So this special Shabbos should be Be'er Shem for everybody, a good Shabbos, and there should be menuch in the house, and there should be a simchan mitochen in the house. The world is not hefker. HaKadosh Baruch is running the world. The world is not hefker. There's a Baal HaBos. He takes care of Klal Yisrael, and we're in good hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch us, and he'll get us back to normal. It'll be a shorter time or a longer time. We should definitely be a shorter time, but we have to feel we're in Hashem's hands, and we are in good hands. He's not going to run the world about hefker, and we're going to get our shoulders back in Mitzvah Hashem to go back to the Yes to Face, the Yes Oz, the Talmud Torah, and for Tzillah, the Tzibur, and we're going to do a better job than before. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us your Chodesh of Geula, and everyone should have a good Shabbos and Mitzvah Hashem.